we come to the part of the interview now where we have some reader questions. A reader who goes by the name of Macarenem, he says he read an article where you said you were learning to play flamenco, and he wanted to know if that was true.
That is true. That is true. I'm having this real love-hate. Like, I'm a huge, you know, flamenco fan my whole life. I've always dreamed, you know, if I could give up everything I've done so far with the electric and just be able to play maybe two or three of the early Paco de Lucia tunes and sit on a beach somewhere, I would do that. But it's not easy. It's not easy for a guitar player that's been using a pick his whole life, you know, because you have to. I had basically, when I started learning flamenco stuff and studying properly a few years back, I realized that I had a very mature and capable of playing just about any flamenco thing left hand, but my right hand was like a 1-year-old. In flamenco guitar, the reason it's so beautiful and the reason it intrigues me so much is because when you listen to a great player, you're almost baffled because you hear rhythm guitar, you hear solo guitar, and you hear somebody almost playing the bottom end bass guitar all at the same time, and it's just one person. That's the beauty of it. That's why it's so difficult. It's that separation. It's what you got to do with that right hand. It's just insane. It's an insane art form. It's a beautiful art form. And someday, you know, hopefully before I die, I'll be able to play one of those pieces well.
A reader who goes by the name Jay Gunner, he wants to know who influenced you to play the guitar. Now, obviously, we know Brian May. Is there anybody else?
Well, I mean, all the bands, it was one of those things where just about, I was always attracted to guitar players, but guitar players that were also in bands. I mean, I loved Brian May. He was in Queen, as you mentioned. Obviously Eddie Van Halen was an influence on me, but it was also the whole band. And you know, I always paid attention to not just the soloing. I used to tell, you know, guitar players I met all the time when they used to ask for advice, I said, look, whatever guitar player you like, don't just pay attention to the 30, 40 second solo. You know, ask questions. Why does a solo sound good? Well, it's usually because of the rhythm section. You know, and there's a whole other 3 or 4 minutes to have fun with guitar.
A reader named Bellboy says that he's 14 and he plays everything from West Montgomery to Metallica, but he wants to know how to develop a distinctive style of playing.
Well, that's a great question, especially coming from a 14-year-old. It's important that he ask that question now, because I talk about this a lot. I was at a birthday party recently of this maybe like 13, 14-year-old who happened to be a fan of mine because he discovered us through through the internet and everything. And a friend of mine said, "Would you come by and surprise him and all this stuff?" So I did, and I was talking to him and I was talking about this very thing. He was asking me about this because it's really, really, really important. You have two paths you can take in life. You can either, you know, sit there and learn everything you can from everyone and just about clone them. And then you can do all those guys and you can play all those different things. You can play a Van Halen song. You can play a Metallica song. You can play a Chili Peppers song. Or, you know, in one of those ways, you can take, by doing that, you can watch every video. Like, a lot of people have those sort of, you know, I was asked my whole life to do these kind of instructional Starlix type videos where they basically play all your stuff and somebody watches. And I've always refused to do it, you know, not to be condescending, but I always thought that that's the worst thing that could happen to anybody. Because when you take a CD or, you know, or what we used to do with the needle and put it on and learn a Hendrix lick or a Page lick, you used to sit there over and over and over and use your ear, and then you used to go to your guitar and you used to try to emulate it. And you would have sworn that you nailed it at least 90 to 95%. That's the way it should be. The good news was it might have sounded like it, but you might have played it in a different place. You might have used different fingers to do it. You might have picked it differently. You might have... You just use your ear to interpret it. And what happens is when you do that, you're already becoming your own, because you're just, it's just interpretation. You're interpreting the way you think it happened. And then later in life, when you saw them live, you go to see them live, you go, "Oh my God, I was so far off," but it kind of developed your own style by doing those things. I get afraid that you know, with YouTube and a lot of the, you know, the people that did those sort of videos, they would show you all the details, the sweat. This is where you put your pinky. So essentially, you start cloning them.
Right.
You're not getting influenced by them anymore. You're just cloning them. And you're not getting your own identity. You're not slowly developing your own identity. I mean, you'll always have those influences, but you don't want to know too much. I think that's the key. Don't become a clone, you know?
Yes. I usually find that the mistakes that you find yourself making are the things that actually help you develop your own style.
Well, that's true too. I mean, all those things, really. I mean, the mistakes, the fact that you don't know too much, that try to learn off records, try to learn off of CDs, you know, off MP3s, whatever it is that you're using. Use your own interpretive methods. You know, try to figure it out. I know it's easy to just punch it up online and see everything that they're doing, but trust me, what you're doing is hurting yourself in the long run if you want your own identity.
This is actually my own question. It just occurred to me. What do you think of Guitar Hero, the game?
At first, when I heard about the game and I thought about the game, I thought, oh, this is just bad news. I thought this is another way. This is another American Idol type thing where it's just going to show people that, you know, they're gonna get that instant gratification of playing five colored buttons, and they have the crowd roaring for them. They're going to play these songs, and they're never going to want to learn guitar because it's going to take them a lot longer to learn those songs.
Right.
But I think I'm wrong about that. I once I got the game because we were on it, and I saw what was on there. I saw the fact that it really. The kids are going to play, and grown-ups are going to play video games regardless. So with my sort of 5-year-old boy, it's like he's either, do I want him to play Guitar Hero, or would I rather have him play Super Mario Kart, you know what I mean, for the few hours that we're going to allow him to play. So I want him, and I realized that a lot of this Guitar Hero had a great catalog of music that kids would never be turned on to. The songs, the bands, I was like, wow, this is great, and they're discovering it, and they want to look for more, and we have so much fan mail now from kids that are at the extreme set that are going, I discovered your band off of Guitar Hero, and I loved it. I bought the records and downloaded this and did that. And so I think it's a good thing. I think at the end of the day, as a video game goes, it's better that they play that and discover some great music like, you know, Barracuda and Heart and stuff like that than not, you know. I think it's good.
A reader by the name of Downfader wants to know if you've ever dropped or broke an instrument mid-solo, and if so, how did you get out of it?
That's funny. You know what? I've been really, really lucky enough that I haven't even, if you have a good tech, you barely break a string on stage. But I definitely remember, I used to have this thing at the end of the shows, you know, and it's my main, I've been playing the same N4, even though I play others on stage at times, but where I would throw my guitar. Me and my tech had this thing down for years where I throw my guitar to him from a fair distance, and I always had a cable.
Right.
And I remember these fans rushed the stage at one point. We were playing a Detroit show. They all jumped up on stage, and so when I went to throw at the end of the show, when I went to throw my guitar, one of the security guards that came from the back was crossing the path, and it hit him, and then the guitar went down the neck, just busted in like three places.
Boy.
There was no getting out of that one.
Not. A reader named Marcos wants to know if you have any plans for reforming Drama Gods.
They're already asking about Drama Gods. Extreme hasn't even toured yet. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Drama Gods was not too long ago, so I don't know about a reformation, but, you know, I'm very proud of that record. That's probably out of all the stuff that I did in between Extreme. I'm very pleased with that CD. I think it's got a lot of great songs and some great musicianship, and it was a very fun band to be with. And as a matter of fact, Kevin, that's where Kevin, our current drummer, came from that band with me. And hopefully we brought a little bit of that spirit into it. I think you can hear it on this record, on the Extreme record, but I don't foresee anything with Drama Gods in the near future. Yeah.
Iron Jaw wants to know why you chose to re-record the song Interface with Extreme.
Well, that was on the Drama Gods record. We had a few on there that we talked about. And I think we thought that one seemed to suit me and Gary well, you know, because most of the song is done in two-part harmony. And, you know, me and Gary have always loved doing that, you know, obviously with more than words and stuff like that. And we thought it really suited us that we might be able to do a decent version of it. So hopefully they like it. You know?
Tuscan777 wants to know how you work on the rhythmic side of your playing.
Well, I think it's always good to, one of the reasons that I'm very, I think, you know, that rhythm is a huge part of my playing, and I'm a very percussive player is because, and I think every guitar player, every musician should do this. I think every musician should understand or play drums at some point in their lives. I think understanding the drum kit and doing that physically teaches you so many things about your instrument and how you can play with the drummer and you know, how important pocket is not only for a drummer but the other instruments that play with it, play with drums. And I think we all play to a drummer, and so it's important, I think, to understand it. I think that's and, you know, with rhythm, you should either jam with some sort of drum machine or some sort of click, or at the very least, you know, get on a drum kit and get to know rhythm, you know, for yourself, help your instrument.